twins. Leto made an exhausted landfall on the hospitable floating island of Delos, with barely enough strength to crawl up beyond the dunes to shelter beneath a straggling line of pine trees that fringed the shore. The few pine nuts and grasses she could eat there would not feed the active life she felt kicking inside her, and so she made her way to a green valley that she could see in the distance. There, beneath Mount Synthos, she subsisted for a month on fruits and seeds, living like a wild creature, but safe from the curse of Hera. Her stomach swelled so much during this time that she feared she was carrying a monster or giant, but still she foraged, ate and rested, foraged, ate and rested. One day, the pangs of hunger gave way to new and sharper stabs of pain. Alone and unaided, Leto gave birth to a girl, the most lovely baby yet to have been born. Aphrodite and Athena, who equaled her in beauty, were neither of them, in the strict sense, born, so the claim is good. Strong, endowed with the most astonishing silvery quickness and supple strength, Leto gasped out the name Artemis for her. The infant girl found herself put to immediate and miraculous work even on this, her first day alive, for Leto now understood why her pregnancy had been so hard and so heavy. There was another child inside her, and this younger twin had become lodged sideways in the birth canal, causing her terrible agonies. Artemis proved to have an instinctive sense of how a baby should most successfully and least painfully be delivered, and assisted with the birth of a glorious twin brother. Mother and daughter cried out with joyful surprise when the boy gave his first choking cries, for the hair on his head was not jet black like his sister's or mother's, it was blonde, an inheritance from his maternal grandmother, the shining Phoebe. Leto named the child Apollo. Delian Apollo, he was sometimes called, in honour of his birthplace, and Phoebus Apollo, in deference to his Titaness grandmother and his own radiant golden beauty. For Phoebus means shining one.